Trade tensions between the United States and China are escalating in the wake of President Donald Trump announcing new 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods, and China devaluing its currency and pulling out of U.S. agriculture purchases in response. Much of the reporting on the impact of these tariffs, including some of our own, has focused on farmers like those growing soybeans here in Delaware, or on the stock market. But the longer the trade war goes on, the more everyday consumers will also feel the impact when they head to the store. This week, contributor Eileen Dalabrida took some time to look at the implications for your wallet, and her piece on that is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to discuss it. So, Eileen, the key issue here is that U.S. tariffs on China mean goods made there could ultimately cost more to make. Why is that?
Well, it just adds an extra layer of costs into the system. If you have to pay more, if you have to pay an additional tax, like a tax on gasoline or anything else, it gets passed along ultimately to the consumer.
And you know that this impacts a lot of different companies, including major retailers people shop at all the time, and some familiar tech companies. Who is affected by tariffs like this, and why?
Well, some of the dollar store chains, things like that, they're heavily dependent upon goods made in China. They're really going to take it on the chin. And also, department stores and sellers of apparel. Apparel is going to be a big factor because so much apparel is made in China, far more than in Mexico or Vietnam or Bangladesh or any of the other places that American companies manufacture clothing. Plus, if they make more sophisticated clothing in China, they can easily outsource things like undies and simple tops to other places, but American manufacturers are turning to China and have relied on China for that infrastructure that creates the more sophisticated goods.
I found it interesting, you know, that some, though, like Nike, might be somewhat immune from this. Why is that?
Well, Nike does about 30% of its business in manufacturing with China. And so they will have a tariff burden, but they are one of those brands that people will pay extra for. So analysts don't see them as suffering too much from this, that people will just pony up a little bit more for their footwear. It's kind of like those brands that never discount, like Viking appliances and things like that. They are immune from a lot of these pressures.
And going back to what you said about apparel, you also point out that there are some products people might be surprised to hear could face issues under this situation, including, of all things, wedding dresses. Explain that.
Well, the Chinese have wooed and won American producers of bridal attire, and they have invested in the infrastructure needed to produce that. They have air-conditioned factories, so the hands of seamstresses don't perspire on these delicate, mostly white fabrics. They have trained embroiderers and beaters. And those kinds of skills and those kinds of facilities are not easy to find anywhere else in Asia or other places that American companies look for to manufacture these types of garments.
Is there a way for some companies to mitigate these issues that they face, whether they be apparel or whether they be TVs and other tech type of items? Can they simply just produce these products elsewhere and avoid this tariff burden?
Well, regardless of where Americans manufacture goods, Americans are very entrepreneurial business people. So they have been mitigating the damages first by just reducing their margins a little bit, just dinging their profits a little bit. Also, they've been looking for more ways to squeeze waste out of the system to get those costs down a little bit more. And then finally, we have the passing things along to the consumer that we're trying to rein that in. It's something that we probably will see when we hit the holiday shopping season. But for now, they're trying very hard to contain costs and to raise them as little as possible.
I was going to say, I mean, that there is another, I guess, possible fallout from all this as it becomes harder and harder for those companies to avoid passing the cost on to consumers, that could lead to a drop in consumer confidence. And as you mentioned, you know, as we look ahead to the holiday shopping season, are there some serious implications in that area if this trade war kind of lingers on for another few months?
The analysts are upping their predictions of recession within the next 12 months to 50%. That's from Moody's Analytics, which is based in Westchester. And that was 35% risk only a month ago. I think that Americans are just not used to tariff wars. Historically, tariffs were a very important part of our economy before we had income tax. At one time, when our country was very young, it provided 95% of our income. It was the first bill passed after we ratified the Constitution. The bill was written by James Madison and signed by George Washington. But tariffs have not been as effective in recent years. They were, Herbert Hoover signed a big tariff bill into effect in 1930, the very beginning of the Great Depression, and it only made things worse. So tariffs are a sticky wicket and not something that we're used to dealing with on such a massive scale in recent history.
And I imagine that's a lot of what goes into the issues that we see on the stock market. It makes investors very, very nervous. But how nervous, you know, are companies in the retail realm at this juncture? And how concerned should consumers be as we look forward and as, you know, if this does in fact continue on again for another few months without any kind of real resolution?
Retailers are not happy about this. Their stock is getting crushed. Their profit margins are getting squeezed, and they have been pretty tight as it is. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this progresses, whether or not the Trump administration backs down a bit on tariffs, whether consumers rein it in, because we've been so accustomed to these deep discounts and these very good prices that it's like, hey, how come we have to pay more? We're not used to this. We don't know how it's going to play out, but it's going to be very interesting, and it's going to be unfolding within the next few months.
I was going to say, is it fair to say that the rubber could really hit the road at the holiday season?
This is it. That is when the rubber hits the road.